Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 49. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 25. 54 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the holidays are officially here, which means it's time to decorate for the holidays as well. And that means many individuals across the state of Kansas are out finding their Christmas trees. But Christmas tree farms across the state say that the prices have gone up slightly due to inflation and travel expenses.
Actually, I told one family the other day, I said, we had to pay $13 extra for freight on every tree that came in this year. And I'm sure it was because of diesel prices. And she said, we just expect that.
That was Eldon Clausen on KSNT News, where they say while the prices may be a little bit higher, most people coming out are there for the experience.
Families really do enjoy coming out here. Right after COVID, it was like the first thing they could do outside, and families came out. But they come out, little kids can pull the carts if they want to. They come out to the trees and possibly help cut down the tree.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas American Legion has wrapped up helping and gather Thanksgiving food for near 277 families at Fort Riley, Kansas. WIBW reports that the Fort Riley officials from the military base were on site for the annual turkey run on Saturday this past weekend, where they say the American Legion, Kansas American Legion Riders, and the Kansas American Legion Auxiliary provided turkeys along with all the fixings for a traditional Thanksgiving meal. The food went to the 277 families at the 1st Infantry Division. The American Legion has partnered with the Fort Riley Soldiers Family Assistance Center since 2008 to help provide the meals for soldiers and military families in need. In other news, the president of the Kansas Farm Bureau, Rich Feltz, is set to retire during the upcoming 104th annual meeting. As WIBW reports, that Kansas Farm Bureau members will be celebrating the 104th annual meeting on December 3rd and 5th in Manhattan, Kansas, where they will elect a new president. During the event, they say they will have informational workshops, trade show vendors, and a silent auction that will be open to all in attendance. Mid-America Network News.
Get $70 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with purchase of four new select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. All other new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires qualify for a $50 reward card or virtual account. Offer valid through November 28th. Up to $70 back with qualifying purchase at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Adams Industries has officially created a food trailer to try and help individuals for the Food Bank of Lincoln, as they've officially dubbed the trailer to be named Hometown Fresh, as the food bank is able to travel and help out those individuals in need across the state.
It is absolutely overwhelming to arrive here this morning in Sydney and to get the full look at Hometown Fresh in this form, to receive something so generous. And it's beyond the trailer. It is the hours and the hours from multiple skilled hands contributing to this project. It is overwhelming and truly inspiring. I mean, it is going to allow us to feed thousands of neighbors, and it just doesn't get much better than that.
That was Michaela Kumke, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Lincoln, on Panhandle News Channel, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
This is Carrie with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're having our Gold Buckle Female Classic sale on Saturday, the 26th. We'll start that sale at 11 o'clock in the morning. Some of our featured consignments for the sale will be a dispersal of 350 head of Red Angus and Red Angus Charlet Cross cows that will start calving around March the 1st. Then we're also going to have a dispersal of 33-year-old Black Angus McCurry sired cows. And you can also see on our website where we're going to have a lot of good fall pairs and bred heifers and even some replacement females, replacement heifers that are going to be up for auction this week. www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us about any of the cows selling this weekend, give us a call at 316-320-3212.
Double the joy! Double the joy! Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. KDOT is partnering with the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to raise awareness of its Click It or Ticket campaign this Thanksgiving weekend. Law enforcement agencies will have an increased presence on roadways to check for speeders, seatbelt use, and suspicion of impaired driving. Thanksgiving's Click It or Ticket surveillance period will be in effect through Monday. Blue Valley Technology Giving Tree will serve local children again this Christmas. The 27th annual program has kicked off, and you can select a card at Partnering Business or via Facebook. Cards include suggested needs and wishes of a child. You can shop for and wrap gifts and return those with the card and code attached, due back by December 12. For more information, go online to bluevalley.net/givingtree or call Colleen Vogt at Blue Valley Technologies. Wymore Community will host their annual holiday treasure hunt Friday. Pick up treasure hunt tickets, business maps, and purchase raffle tickets downtown from 8 till 3:30. A community coffee is planned 10 to 11 a.m. The post-prom soup supper runs 5 to 7 at the community center. The whistle will sound at 5, signaling Christmas lighting. Then find your ticket on business windows in Wymore and Blue Springs and bring it back to the Welsh Center to claim your prize. Santa's to arrive at the Welsh Garden in Wymore Friday at 5:15. With Santa's drawing for unclaimed prizes back at the Community Center at 7, you must be present to win. Annual O'Dell Christmas Craft Fair is Saturday, November 26th, 9 until 3 at multiple locations throughout the community. Lunch and concessions are available. $1 per person donation benefits youth programs in the O'Dell community. Marysville Chamber in Main Street is hosting Small Business Saturday, November 26th. Pick up swag bags beginning at 9 a.m. in front of United Bank and Trust with coupons and offers from participating merchants. Chamber bucks will be included in random bags. Bring purchase receipts back for drawings each half hour through noon. Residents are reminded to shop local and shop small. Barnes' annual Lighted Horse-Drawn Parade is Saturday evening at 7 with a whole hog barbecue at the firehouse from 5 until 6:30, and downtown businesses will be open late. Parade entries are welcome, lining up near the ball field in Barnes beginning at 5 on Saturday. For details, contact Deb Cruzy at 785-763-4310. Blue River, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is seeking volunteers Monday, November 28th, to assist in packing Mercy Meals at the O'Dell Community Building. They'll run at least four lines on each of six shifts, 2 hours per shift, running 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., as will help when the cleanup shift is appreciated. Volunteers may call the State Bank of O'Dell to sign up for a shift at 402-766-3720. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This time of year, you have places to be and people to see. Let CJ Express get you there by fueling up your next holiday road trip. Snacks, drinks, Hunt Brothers Pizza, premium dino fuel, and more. Get a gift card this holiday season and let the giving happen all year round. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some rain early on today, but otherwise staying sunny and slightly breezy. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler, but start warming up throughout Friday. For today's forecast, a slight chance for some rain early on, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds are 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Slightly warmer throughout the region on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A small system of low pressure will start to move through on Saturday, bringing a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers may continue into Saturday night, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Westerly winds are 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25. And still staying sunny and warmer on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 51, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low is 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:21, sunset this evening at 5:08.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
A couple of NHL streaks come to a screeching halt. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. New Jersey was trying to win a franchise best 14th in a row at home against the Maple Leafs. Toronto drew first blood in the first period and wanted more.
Smith trying to find some skating room back of the net, played it up on the wing. Sandin was able to pinch it. Now here's Yonkrick taking it to the net. Scores!
The call on TSN 1050, Pontus Holmberg's first career goal would end up being the difference, as the Devils got one back. Three goals were disallowed. Their win streak ends at 13 in the 2-1 loss. Boston took their seven-game winning streak down to Florida to tangle with the Panthers. Florida was too much in this one.
Here's Montour. Montour at the blue line. Long
wrist shot tipped and they score! The Panthers with a power play goal!
Call on WQAM. Alexander Barkov's tally, part of a three-goal second-period eruption. Panthers beat the Bruins 5-2. Around the NBA last night, the Bulls were in Milwaukee where they haven't won since 2017. Late fourth quarter, Kobe White coming up clutch.
And a bouncer, circle right to DeRozan. DeRozan against Holiday. Back it in. Back it in. Jump pass right quarter, Kobe. 4-3. Yes! Kobe White from the right corner.
Chuck Swirsky with the call on WSCR. That was White's second straight three ball, putting Chicago up for good. Bulls take down the Bucks 118-113. Red-hot Sacramento was in Atlanta looking to extend an unusual seven-game winning streak. Trae Young was having none of it, though. He erupted for 35 points in the Hawks' 115-106 decision over the Kings. Back to the NHL, Buffalo ended the Blues' winning streak in a 6-2 decision. The Capitals beat the Flyers in overtime 3-2. Detroit blanked Nashville 3-0. Colleges, 10th-ranked Creighton and number 14 Arizona tangled in the final of the Maui Invitational. The Wildcats edged the Blue Jays 81-79. Number 9 Arkansas beat 17th-ranked San Diego State in overtime 78-74. This is Rich Cantu.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Falls City Nursing and Rehab wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Have a safe and happy holiday, and let us give thanks for all that we cherish and hold dear to our hearts. Please remember to take the time to include elderly family and friends in all your holiday plans. From Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you. The aroma of pumpkin pie is in the air, and Cook Welding and Repair wants to take a moment to remind everyone that this holiday is about giving thanks. So let's be thankful for all the things we hold dear and enjoy this holiday season with friends and family. Happy Thanksgiving from Cook Welding and Repair, located in Baileyville. Jay and Lamb Liquor is looking forward to the friendly rivalry over the College Bowl games and sharing a delicious meal with family and friends this season. This holiday is about sharing with those less fortunate and being truly thankful for what we hold dear. Have a very happy Thanksgiving from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free this Saturday only. Sale kicking off at 9 a.m. with irregular hours of operation. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth at the Wagon Wheel this Small Business Saturday.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. So on Wednesday, when we closed out, there were several things that affected the market for Wednesday. Matter of fact, you've got situations overseas where OPEC, they're having rumors about their production. China reporting more cases of COVID now, possible lockdowns coming for China. And Brazilian weather, there could be a record crop production coming out of Brazil. All those things affecting the market, plus a huge sell to China. That all affected the market on Wednesday. Corn for December closed out Wednesday at 663 and a quarter. That's up 6.5. Corn for March closed out the day on Wednesday at 666 and a quarter. That's up 7. Wheat for December closed the day on Wednesday at 793 and a half. That's up 2. March wheat closed the day at 813 and a half. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat for December closed out at 930 and a quarter. That's up 4.75. Kansas City wheat for March closed the day at 919 and three quarters. That's up 7.75. Taking a look at Minneapolis wheat for December, 957 and three quarters. That was the final price on Wednesday, and that's up 11.75. Oats for December closed the day at 394 and three quarters. That's down 5. March oats down 7 to close the day at 389. January soybeans closed out at 1436. That's up 6.25. Soybeans for March closed out at 1442. That's up 5.5. Cotton for December closed out at 83.94. That's up 72 cents. Cotton for March closed at 82.90. That's up 48 cents. Live cattle for December closed out at 153.35. That's down 45 cents. Live cattle for February down a dollar at 155.42. Feeder cattle for January closed out at 179.25. Down $2.42.5. Feeder cattle for March 182.35. Down $2.22.5. And that's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a land auction Monday, November 28th at the FNB Washington Basement, sale starting at 10 a.m. 160 acres of Washington County ground will be sold, consisting of 41 acres cropland, with the balance being two-thirds good native grass pasture and the remaining heavy timber and wildlife habitat. Natural water resources includes two ponds and a running creek. Farm located 5 miles north and 3 miles west of Washington. Sale begins at 10 a.m. November 28th at the FNB Washington Basement. Sale for the Tuttle family conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
As a pond owner, we would prefer that all of the fish in our pond are supposed to be there. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Fisheries and Aquatic Extension Specialist Joe Gerken joins us to discuss unexpected fish species in ponds.
We all know that we stock fish into ponds. We have desired species that we want to have, but I've been getting a lot of calls and visits with clients throughout the state having species of fish that we just don't normally expect or encounter. Common examples of these fish would be like gizzard shad or long-nosed gar. And so fish that we'd normally see in streams or rivers, and they make their way into a pond. And so it seems like, how does that happen? Generally, what happens is during a high flow event, there's connectivity. Fish don't need a lot of water to be able to get from one area to another. So even like a muddy habitat, they can kind of wiggle their way from one habitat over to a pond. The other thing I see commonly are good Samaritans. So buddies trying to help you out, and they caught a bunch of bluegill and they're going to add those to your pond. But unfortunately, they weren't really bluegill. So those are the two main ways that we get these fish into our ponds.
Gerken explains the methods of identifying unexpected fish in ponds and the potential benefits and concerns of having them there.
Doing a sample of your pond is the best way to know what's in your pond. So some electrofishing, putting electric current into the water, the fish float up to the top. That's really the best scientific way to do it. It also can get expensive. So just doing some fishing, throwing out some minnow traps, kind of seeing what you got. If you take pictures, you send them in to me or your local extension agent, we can help identify them and make sure your pond's happy and all the fish that are there are expected to be there. Gizzard shad, for example, are a really common forage fish for largemouth bass. So they can help our bass grow. More often, though, we see concerns with having these fish in our ponds. Concerns would be those same gizzard shad I talk about that can help our bass grow up. They grow up too big, and then they can compete with small bass. They can make the recruitment or how many bass we're getting added to our pond drop down and drop out. So most of the time, if we don't want the fish or we don't know that they're in there, they're not being managed properly. So the concerns almost always outweigh the benefits of having some of these different species in our ponds.
Gerken goes on to explain pond equilibrium and the level of urgency of having unexpected fish species in your pond.
Ponds, to be properly managed, have to have the right amount of predators, which most of us want to catch, like bass, but they also need to have enough food for the bass. And so if we have unexpected species coming in, the balance of the right amount of forage fish, small fish to bigger fish, can quickly get disrupted. So it's not an emergency if you see an unexpected fish in your pond, but you definitely want to make sure that if you're starting to see those, we address it as quickly as we can. Ideally, we want to be able to address it before those fish reproduce and turn a small problem into a really big problem.
That was Joe Gerken, Fisheries and Aquatic Extension Specialist, speaking on unexpected fish species in ponds. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
No sale Thursday this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're closed for Thanksgiving. They are accepting early consignments for their next auction upcoming Thursday, December 1st. Again, no sale this Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is white meat your weakness, or do you call dibs on the drumstick? Some Turkey Day poultry ponderings today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Composer Scott Joplin and actor Colin Hanks were both born on this day. If white meat or dark is the toughest decision you'll make today, here's a little info to chew on. Our culture overwhelmingly favors the leaner white meat, but it's not the case everywhere. In the Middle East and Far East, for example, legs and thighs are the choicest parts of the bird. In fact, America's preference for white meat is so lopsided that we need lopsided turkeys to meet the demand. Selective breeding has given us birds with enormous and rarely used white wing muscles in the chest. Darker-hued meat comes from the muscles with which the birds use more frequently. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a big week in college basketball as we wrap up for the Thanksgiving celebration with Kansas Jayhawks finishing their game yesterday with a day game against North Carolina State. They pulled ahead 80-74 as they went into the half at 39-31, slightly in the lead, and was able to maintain throughout the game, putting themselves 5-0 for the season so far and sitting number 3 in the national AP polls. That game was on the road for the Jayhawks. They tip off on Monday evening at 7 p.m. against Texas Southern. And Kansas State Wildcat basketball, they finish off their series at the Cayman Island Classic as they ran through 3 separate games against Rhode Island, winning 77-57, Nevada, and against LSU. They now have a full week off as they tip off again on Wednesday next week with an early evening game at 5:30 against Butler. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers fell to San Francisco on Tuesday, 67-63. Their next tip-off is on Saturday, coming up against Tarleton State at 3 p.m.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all BBC dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 5970, resale price 55,929. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
The Kansas City Chiefs continue to rack up accomplishments and see stars shine after the nail-biting victory between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, leading the Chiefs to a 3-point victory last weekend. The All-Pro tight end Kelce finished the game last weekend with 6 catches for 115 yards and 3 different touchdowns, the second time in the career that he had caught at least as many passes in the end zone. The final touchdown of the night was also matched up one-on-one against the 2018 All-Pro safety Derwin James Jr., and it was the 33rd game of at least 100 yards receiving for Kelce, sending him past Rob Gronkowski for the most by an NFL tight end. The Chiefs prevailed over the Chargers 30-27. They're now set for the L.A. Rams coming up this Sunday with a kickoff at 3:25. In other news, it was also a big weekend last weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats football team as K-State's Brandon Mott has been named the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week. The Wildcats went through West Virginia 48-31 last Saturday, with Mott getting a career high of 8 tackles, 5 solo tackles, and 3 sacks. Mid-America Network Sports.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Axtell Eagles complete the run for a repeat state championship Saturday, facing the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. 11 a.m. kickoff live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and on our free mobile app.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
To the 20, to the house, touchdown Kansas State!
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats take on the Kansas Jayhawks in the Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan. Our coverage begins at 5 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Kansas State Wildcat football on Classic Country KNDY Marysville.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep, he's going to walk into the end zone.
KU.
And Kansas will win!
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head to Manhattan to the Sunflower Showdown in the season finale. Free game begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, and you're listening to Jayhawk football on today's country, 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
Smith Auto hopes everyone is able to spend quality time with friends and family around a bountiful holiday table this year. Be grateful for all your blessings and happy Thanksgiving. From the friendly staff at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. SunMart is wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving full of heartwarming things to be thankful for, like the sharing of holiday comfort foods and making new memories with loved ones that will be cherished for a lifetime. Have a wonderful holiday from SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home hopes that listeners will take part this joyous season in giving thanks for all the things that matter most to them. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. From the friendly staff at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
KNDY.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little rise and shine, and she